Kesselholm's board of directors met at 5 this evening. Before launching into the agenda, board chair Chris Main broke the news that they will be short one member. Al McDonald has unfortunately submitted his resignation, Main said. I expect at the next North Bay Council meeting there will be another person appointed to fill that now vacant position from the city of North Bay. I would like to thank Al for stepping forward, he said, adding that, I appreciate the concerns he had in balancing his responsibilities in both positions, as North Bay's mayor and Kesselholm board member. McDonald did not attend the meeting. McDonald's departure is the second member of North Bay Council to resign in the last 5 weeks. Councillor Tanya Vrabosch also resigned in July, replaced by McDonald. Vrabosch told her colleagues the decision to step away was based on the governance of the board and was not related to the redevelopment. There were clearly philosophical differences on the board's direction. See. Lack of support from North Bay Council pushes Kesselholm redevelopment to the brink despite McDonald's departure. The business of the board continued, and discussion soon turned to details of the levy the board is issuing to the partnering municipalities who share the costs of constructing the $121 million project. See. It's a $121 million plus price tag for Kesselholm project to move forward. The board passed the levy motion at the end of July, explained Dave Schmitz. The only thing we need now to be clarifying is the approach to the levy. After considering some options, including levying the municipalities up front, for their proportionate share, the board decided to break up the payments. Board member Terry Kelly mentioned that an upfront payment would have a major impact on the municipalities and was in favor of lessening the blow. One of the concerns with the lump sum levy up front, explained Main, is that it could be a little onerous on municipalities. What we're considering proposing is installments toward the payment, he said, before putting forth an amendment that the levy be financed over 4 installments, with specific dates to be confirmed by staff. The board voted to accept the motion. See. Opinion. Dave Dale, Kesselholm conundrum deserves closer look.